When Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem, they had been traveling a long, long way. And they knocked at one door after another, only to be told every single time that there was no place for them to stay. Everything was full. There were too many people in Bethlehem because of the census that was being taken, and they could not find an inn or a house or any place that would have room for them. They got very discouraged. Their donkey was tired from so much walking, and they really were out of ideas of what they should do. Some people think maybe it was an angel who helped the donkey know which way to go. And he was walking slowly down an alley on the edge of Bethlehem when suddenly the clouds that had been covering the sky for so long went away, and there was a bright star shining down all over the town. And to Mary and Joseph, that star made the road in front of them and the building they were facing look like they were made from silver. They saw this building that was placed in front of them, and the walls were gleaming silver in the starlight, and they thought, it's a palace. We can't knock on the door there. We're so dusty. Our clothes are so poor. That's way beyond us. What should we do? But they were so desperate, they took a few more steps, and then they realized that, in fact, they weren't standing in front of a palace. They were standing in front of an old barn. And it was so old that the planks, the boards that made up the walls, had turned gray from the weather and looked a little bit silver. They were so relieved. They said, oh, it's just an old barn. It's perfect for people like us. And Joseph said, I'll go ask the old man if we might rest here for a while. And sure enough, there standing in the door was an old man who'd been awakened by the sound of birds singing in the middle of the night, which is not usually when birds sing. But he'd heard the bird song, and he'd gotten up and come out to investigate. And when he looked out into the alley, that starlight was shining down all silver, and he saw a king and a queen approaching. Their clothing seemed to be gleaming silver, as if it were something that royalty would wear. And he thought, oh dear, what am I to do? There's a king and a queen coming to see me. My house is so poor, and I'm not sure of my manners. But it was so ingrained in him to offer welcome and hospitality that he stepped forward to greet these two people. And when he did so, he realized that, in fact, it wasn't the king and the queen. It was an ordinary, tired, worried-looking man and a very tired, very pregnant young woman. And he said to them, welcome. It looks to me like you could use a place to rest. Just this very morning, I filled my barn with fresh hay, and I have soup simmering on the stove. Please come in and share with me a simple meal, and then you can spend the night here. Oh, thank you, said Mary and Joseph. This is perfect. You are most welcome, said the old man. Holy God, we thank you for angels and for that radiant star. In its light, we find our pathway, and in its light, your truth is revealed. We ask that you would help us learn new lessons this Christmas, lessons about trusting you and about giving and receiving. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.